Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Jesus is speaking. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father, in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another.
There's a children's Sunday school song with a little chorus that says, "My best friend is Jesus." As adults, we probably don't sing this song on a regular basis, but we should not forget the truth that Jesus is indeed our friend. As believers learn more about God, they rightly elevate him. It is easier to think of our Creator, Savior, and Lord as high and mighty than to lower him in our estimation to the status of a friend. But Jesus makes a point of telling his disciples that he is both the Son of God and their companion. His offer of friendship extends to us as well. Like the original 12 followers, we are privileged to say that Christ laid down his life for us in a supreme act of love and devotion. What's more, his Spirit reveals the truth of Scripture to our heart so we can learn more about God and his ways. In other words, Jesus has made known to us the things he heard from his Father, just as he did to the men who followed him in the first century. Teaching children to sing of their friendship with Jesus is a good idea, but it's also wise for grown believers to acknowledge that special relationship. May we never become so religious, so pious, or so full of our own maturity that we cannot say, "My best friend is Jesus Christ."